The Senate's private insurance Medicaid alternative, Marketplace Virginia, which would provide coverage to up to an additional 400,000 low-income Virginians, is the center of the budget controversy. The House rejected the plan 67-32, while the Senate approved it 23-17. Asked whether they would remain steadfast in their opposition to the plan in the face of a government shutdown, House Appropriations Chairman Chris Jones of Suffolk and House Majority Leader Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights responded.
I think you need to ask the governor that, because that was a campaign promise he made last year.
And I think you need to ask the Senate,
right,
which injected this whole thing in the budget. So the question is improperly put to us.
Correct.
Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico says Republicans have said no to the program with no solution for those without coverage.
I'm dismayed that the House would claim that they're worried about the federal government being unable to continue to write the checks when 23-25% of our budget is based on federal dollars. They seem to want to pick and choose what federal dollars they want to accept and what federal dollars they don't want to accept.
Democratic Senator George Barker of Alexandria.
We have hospitals in this Commonwealth that will close if we don't do something. If we start losing hospitals in rural Virginia, it's going to undermine the economies of a lot of those communities.
Democratic Senator Chap Peterson of Fairfax.
I was in the House in 2004 when we had a similar situation where the governor wanted to increase the sales tax and put more money into K-12 education, and the House Republicans were adamantly against it. The Senate passed that budget. It was killed in the House repeatedly. And it took about 60 days, 2 months, for the governor to really go out and speak to the public and get local boards and local school boards to put pressure on delegates to change their votes. And if I'm not mistaken, 17 Republican delegates ended up voting for that. It passed 52-48.
Budget negotiators will begin their work in earnest early next week, when both chambers formally reject each other's spending plans. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.